You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Calgro M3, a listed company on the JSE that deals in a lot of different types of construction and development, announced that they're embarking on a very interesting project near Sandton City. And I'm joined on the line by the Calgro M3's Group Chief Executive, Vikas Latahan, to discuss this and take a look at what's going on. Good evening, Vikas. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us more about the Bankenveld District City development.
Okay, good evening to you and the listeners, and thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, the Bankenveld District Development is where we now exercise the option, was signed just more than 5 years ago as an option agreement to develop more affordable housing in partnership with areas on the retail commercial side, of course, closer to Sandton and related job opportunities in the Woodmead area. It will house somewhere between 20 and 50,000 housing opportunities. The difference in this development from all our other developments previously is where we normally apply for town planning approval on a phased approach. This time around, we applied for environmental and town planning approval on the full spectrum of the project, and that have been granted. So the outstanding matters at this stage is Competition Commission approval, as well as the final designs and sign-off of our Balkan Link infrastructure. That, for the listeners, is basically your main entrances and roadways through the project. Remember, we're going to link Woodmead and Balmoral Drive. It also includes your main water connections, sewer connections, stormwater connections. So we're quite excited that this will make quite a big impact in the lives of the people and the more affordable side, workers that generally have to travel long distances to job opportunities will hopefully now have a place they can call home closer to the job opportunity and spend more time either at work or with their families and uplift their families through that.
This is certainly a big project, Vikas, and I mean, if we look at the size of the expected revenues and just for scale purposes, this project alone is bigger than the current property order book that you guys have. When we look at the implementation of this project, how long is it going to take to get at least phase one or a couple of phases up and running after, obviously, the regulatory approvals that are required?
Yeah, so it does double our pipeline. Just remember, our pipeline doesn't include units delivered. So we've delivered way more than that amount of units over the last few years. Our Fleurhof project alone is 9,500 families residing today, with 7 to go. So in terms of what we have done, it's in line, but it is the single biggest project. The project's intending to hopefully have all of the regulatory approvals in place late this year, with breaking ground on Balkan Link infrastructure October, November, and then hopefully 12 months later, starting with top structures construction, and then the first handovers is roughly 12 months after that. So we are hoping to have the first housing opportunities completed towards the end of 2026.
Now, Vikas, you mentioned that this is obviously not the first time that Calgro has taken on a project of this scale. The business is very accustomed to this in terms of the development space. From a sustainability point of view, what does this mean for Calgro's efforts to continue along and be a sustainable construction player in the South African landscape?
Yeah, so maybe if I may say tongue in the cheek, we try not to refer to ourselves as construction any longer. We actually don't do our own construction. We subcontract it these days. But if you look at the development space, we hope that if you look back to our slogan as building legacies, changing lives, we hope to this will enhance the sustainability still. And the sustainability, I'm not talking about the green initiatives and all of that. But if we can make a difference in someone's life every day, if we can bring people together, if we can create jobs, which we are through housing. Housing is most probably one of your biggest job creators in South Africa, because you have to create new infrastructure, which is good for the country. Then you have to create housing, which is good. But then you also have people residing there, and then you start building retail, commercial, schools, which uplift kids and education, all of that. So if you bring all of that together with enough parks, places to run, places to have worship. You build new communities in a new urban design framework. Because if you look at your older towns, especially the outskirts, it's very much fragmented. Rudderport was never supposed to be right adjacent to Florida. It was never supposed to be right adjacent almost to city center. These days, if you travel between Johannesburg and Pretoria, Yes, it's Johannesburg, Witmead, Waterfall, Midrand, Centurion, Pretoria, but everything is connected. This is a new town developed as a new town. So we hope that the principles and urban design principles we're implementing there will really enhance the lifestyle of the people through that, and therefore the sustainability of Calgary as a group as well.
Mm-hmm. Vikas, you mentioned that obviously from a project point of view, you're aiming to make this an affordable housing project or an affordable town environment. Do you have an idea at this stage around what we're looking at from an affordability point of view, at least from a consumer point of view? I know it's still very early in the project stage and there's a lot that can still happen, but can you give us a sense of just where we stand from an affordability point of view?
Yeah, look, you only really know what your costings is once you go to ground and all your geotechnical investigations are complete. So that's only when you fix it. But we hope to bring a typical bachelor one-bedroom unit in the market for 500,000 or even just under 500,000. And then a two-bedroom, we're currently in our development selling a two-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment with fairly good finishes, security estate, one-to-one parking ratios because everyone in that market's got cars, as well as some sports and extra outside equipment and facilities available. We started just roughly 600,000 rand. For most, will be slightly more expensive, but that's roughly the price point, the mid-tier price point we'll target. Let's say between 600,000 and 700,000 rand. But then all the way up to bigger, fancier apartments, up to about 1.5 million rand. As we already said, the property is well located, and we want to cater for a wide group of income levels.
Mm. Vikas, will there be mixed use or different types of properties? I mean, are we looking strictly at apartments? Or are we looking at possibly incorporating freestanding homes? We've sort of seen a bit of a trend in developers wanting to go for a particular type of setup, whether it's from an economic standpoint or from a scalability standpoint. How are you guys seeing this?
Yeah, so let me maybe touch on your economic and standpoint. The more you do the same designs, the more price effective it becomes. And most of us as developers don't generally do it to enhance our own margins, especially in Calgary's case. We're trying to do that to actually pass the cost benefit back to the consumer and come in lower in the market. It makes it more affordable for more people to stay in our developments. So that's why we do it. This development, Bankenveld, will be slightly different. It will have different typologies because you can't do 20 to 30,000 of the same housing typologies in a single development. It just wouldn't look nice, not after all the efforts we've done in terms of urban design. So it will be different. Some of them will be typically up to 8-story, 10-story buildings. Some of them might only be 4-story buildings. Some will have lifts, some won't have lifts. So it depends on the finishes, really. If you build a 40-square-meter unit, where it roughly costs the same, the brick-and-mortar cost of that. So it's just catering for a wider range and make it more affordable to the consumer, or as affordable as possible to the consumer.
Well, we hope that affordability does come through. We wish you guys all of the best in getting the regulatory approvals finalized so that you can break ground as soon as possible. Thank you so much, Vikas. That's Vikas Latakhan, Group CEO of Calgro M3, joining me to reflect on their latest district city development that they have outlined and planned for the upcoming future.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.